connect the dots. That's right, you connect the dots. This is Connect Dots Radio Show. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison, and this is Connect the Dots Radio Show on BBS Internet Radio. Yeah, BBS, it's the best. Hey, who said that? I don't know, but it was that ET in the spacecraft said that. Hey, listen, if you don't believe in extraterrestrials and believe in UFOs, I don't know why. You know, hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you want to talk that ridiculous conversation, hey, I'm game for anything. Call in and we'll talk that ridiculous conversation. Why there are no UFOs, why there are no ETs, why planet Earth is the only place where people exist. Believe that, we'll tell you another one. Hey, the number is 888-627-6008. You know, if you turn the 8 sideways, it's the infinity symbol. Did you know that? Well, you ought to know that. Hey, take out your Solaro Amra crystals. You know, hit the tuning fork and get the right frequency. Bury your Sintamani stones in proper locations. You might have to get some intel on that. Hey, look it up on the internet. Sintamani, Sintamani, Sintamani stones. Long, long, small, dark pebbles from another solar system made their way to planet Earth. There's a lot to talk about that, but that's a whole different ballgame. You'll have to look that up on the internet yourself. Sintamani stones. Get yourself some and bury them. Help bring the anchor the light into planet Earth. You know, you ought to be hip to that by now. You know, there's a big thing going on. Light is coming from the center of the universe into our solar system and funneling down through every living soul on the planet here. And we are conduits for that light energy to come in connect our Mother Earth with the bigger universe. And the more light that Mother Earth, that's right, our Earth, it's a feminine frequency, Mother Earth. That's what we call her Mother Earth. She gave birth to life on this planet. She draws us close to her with gravity. Anyhow, the Earth is going into the fifth dimension. It's a higher frequency zone. You know, I've explained this before, but I'll explain it again just to make sure it's perfectly clear. These things you've been hearing about, these dimensions, now we're not talking about the carpenter's length, width, and height calculations that they use in putting things together. We're talking about zones of reality. You know, we've heard physical reality is the third dimension. Of course, it really includes the first, second, and third dimension. And what is physical reality? It's light slowed down, light energy slowed down to where it appears to be physical. No, each atom, each molecule, there's more nothingness space in each molecule and atom than there is actual physical matter. Something to think about. And the dimensions are separated by veils. Yeah, and everything is light energy, so they're separated by veils of light energy. And each dimension, it's a realm. It's a zone of reality within certain frequency parameters. Nobody ever bothers to explain it, but that's how it is, really. You know, the Earth is moving from the third dimension up to the fifth dimension, which means, you know, it's really going to accelerate a lot more. You know, it might be from like 1,000 cycles per second to 100,000 cycles per second, or to a million cycles per second, or to a billion cycles per second. There are books that give you the details on that. In fact, I've mentioned it before. Very hard to get a hold of a book, but get a copy. You'll learn a lot about how the universe works and how the dimensions are connected and how geometry plays a connect as part of the connective link. And the name of that book is called The Crystal Connection. Yeah. Crystals are living things, whether you know it or not. That's right. Everyone should have a clear quartz crystal, because it can help amplify your thoughts. It can help get your body in tune, like you get a crystal ball and you roll it around on your chakras. You can do that, some exercises with that, and you'll actually feel that you've done something when you're done. Yeah, because it will bring up the energy levels. And of course, there's a little bit of knowledge you need to gain when working with crystals. You need to clean them out every now and then, because they will hold on to negative energies too, not because you want them to, but that's how they are. Crystals, they were receivers of energies, and they can also be broadcasters of energies too. You know, when people build frame pyramids to sit under to get the effect of the pyramidal effect, usually the top will be a clear quartz crystal in the shape of a pyramid. Well, of course, if you're going to have a frame pyramid structure, the apex needs to be pyramid-shaped, too. So, remember that if you ever decide to make yourself a frame pyramid out of copper pipe or something like that, you're best off flattening the top and put a crystal on top. It'll be more powerful than just put a crystal pyramid on top. It'll be more make your pyramid more powerful than just shaving down the copper pipes to points, which is a task in itself, because you want to make the point on the pyramid as accurate as possible. You know, you get a pyramid too distorted, it loses some of its powerful energies. But yes, pyramids are amazing things. I've worked with them. We've all heard the term pyramid power, and pyramid frames are part of the tachyon chambers that the Galactic Federation is going to be bringing us. More than, there's a few on Earth right now. If you're on the East Coast of America, I believe there's one down in Virginia. You can buy time to spend time in it. And you know, be helpful to read about it first a little, but that's what they are. They're frame pyramids that have been activated with crystals and other things. Sometimes we need a conscious intelligence to activate something, and it draws in the tachyon chambers, drawing the tachyon, we can call them molecules, whatever you want to call them, but they're special pieces of matter that help put things together in proper vibration. Oh, hey, you know what? So much for the pyramids. let's move on. Let's move forward in time. That's what we did all last week. We all jumped an hour forward in time, you know? But actually, today is the spring equinox. That's right. It's a point in time where there's an equal amount of daylight and an equal amount of darkness. Even Steven, we could call it, you know? And, well, now we're going to move into where the days are, there's more daylight and less darkness. And if you don't know what the spring equinox is, well, you better get on your computer and Google it, and you'll find out. You know, this year it happens on the 20th March. Quite often it happens on the 25th. I mean the 21st, pardon me. And that's the way it is. Spring equinox. Spring is here. What do you care? Well, you ought to care. You ought to care about everything. You know, there's when we talk about frequency, there's miracle tones. Let me list you some of the frequencies. 963 hertz, 852 hertz, 639 hertz, and of course, 432 hertz. Hey, guitarist, tune your A string to 432. You'll probably need an electronic tuner to do that because none of the pitch pipes probably, they're all keyed into 440. And of course, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Hey, this is an educational show, and 440 was created. They moved everything to 440 to homogenize things, basically for the keyboard players. And so you could play anything in any key, and it would pretty much sound the same. But it took us out of frequency with the universe. So we all got out of sync a little there, you know. But this was done purposely because the world controllers, they always want to keep humanity out of sync because we're easier to control that way. Look at the big sham they've done with the scamdemic. Man, I didn't realize people were that stupid to fall for this, but they convinced a large portion of the world to believe that because we're gullible people, you know. And unfortunately, our planet is infested with all kinds of evil creatures, you know. It's like a a devil form. We've got evil, invisible entities here. We've got evil reptilians. We've got evil Dracos, which are kind of like the Mothman creature, you know, or the Jersey Devil. Yeah, that's kind of like a Draco-type creature. I don't know if anybody is familiar with the legend of the Jersey Devil from New Jersey. That's right. And people have said they've seen it. They say it has red eyes. It was supposedly, as legend says, the 13th child of a woman in South Jersey that she had on the 13th hour of the 13th day of the month, at the 13th minute after the 13th hour. And the freak baby came out of her and it had wings and it made a screeching howl and sailed and flew away. And then years later, it was found stalking people down in the Jersey Pines. That's right. And there's quite a few legendary stories about that. We'll have to look that up. I don't have time to tell all of those stories. But, yeah, it's a creature. It's probably a Draco-type creature. You know, it fits that description. As it, the Jersey Devil from old town, small town of Leeds in South Jersey. Look it up. Supposedly a devil-looking creature with wings and flies and red eyes. Well, enough of mythology. The we got enough crazy real stuff going on. I mean, you can't help but, I mean, all the news is now, you know, everything's about Ukraine. This is, that was the only thing happening in the world. You know, what's the joke? Ukraine, me frog? I don't know. But it's sad that the innocent people are being victimized. Again, it's all the fault of governments. And there's plenty of blame to go around here. And there's plenty of blame to go to the New World Order, too. I mean, this whole thing about spy versus spy and war forever, this country against that country, false flag operations, inventing new weapons for war, biological weapons. It's all been pushed by the controllers of this world, you know. We know them today as the New World Order. The extraterrestrials call them the cabal. And, you know, criminal governments, that's another, could be a good thing, a way to interpret it. But anyhow, so when we're talking about the Ukraine thing, a lot of important information came out. First of all, until Russia invaded the Ukraine, did any of us know about biolabs, biological warfare labs in the Ukraine, or the 110 that the U.S. has around the world? We weren't even thinking about that, but all that knowledge came out quickly, and it was out there on the internet, thankfully, to let us know how corrupt our governments are. Yes, the U.S. government has 110 biological warfare labs around the world. They started on these programs officially in 1952, but I'm sure they were working on it long before that. Just like the, we could say the official world takeover started with the Federal Reserve in America, you know? That was part of the plan, followed by the IRS to officially skim the money out of people's pockets. And then the control of all the banks and the destruction of the healthcare system around the 1930s. But even before they destroyed the healthcare system, they were destroying humanity purposely. The Industrial Revolution, oh, that was a real winner there. They began polluting the whole world with the Industrial Revolution. Of course, nobody knew what we were too stupid to know. And then when they started chlorinating water back in, I don't know, it was 1902 or something, 1903, 1904. Yeah, they started chlorinating water. Sure, there was problems with disease water that was being piped into public water systems. But in putting chlorine, most people don't realize how toxic chlorine is, you know. It's been analyzed over the years, and something like 300 to 400 different, you got that, 300 to 400 different toxic compounds are formed in the water when you add chlorine to it. Isn't that wonderful? Of course. You know, by the time government found out about this, scientists found out about it, examined it, and found out how bad the public water systems were, the government people wanted to just, you know, sweep it under the rug. They wanted to pretend that none of this was true. And they come all with these crazy concoctions. You put a 1-inch filter on your tap. Yeah, it can get rid of the smell, chlorine smell, maybe the taste. But it's estimated that you'd have to put about 7 feet filters on your tap to filter all the contaminants that the chlorine alone has caused by putting it in the water. And then, of course, they put the fluorine in to calcify your pineal gland to further deaden your connection to the universe out there. And then we still have the electronic field up around the Earth, is slowly being taken down now by our galactic brothers and sisters. But it's interesting to notice, 10 years after they started putting chlorine into the public water system, all of a sudden there was a noticeable rise in cancer rates. You know, back in the 1800s, just about nobody had cancer, right? The food was still pure. The ground hadn't been that polluted yet. The bad effects of the Industrial Revolution hadn't fully contaminated too many areas of the world, and people were eating healthy food still and drinking pretty much healthy water when they could find it. But 10 years after they started chlorinating the public water system that flows through the pipes, obviously to control bacteria, but the chlorine also will kill you eventually. And they, 10 years after they started putting in the system, a noticeable rise in cancers. You know, is there a correlation there? You bet there is. And then, of course, so all these things, you know, and then they changed the frequency in the music to get us out of sync with the universe by, that's how I started on this ramble here. So, and then they started conning the farmers into using pesticides, which were being passed along into the food because the pesticides kept the bugs up, but the poisons and all these pesticides were poisons. They started seeping into the food, and then we started consuming the pesticide-infected food. Of course, it wasn't enough to kill us, but it was enough to weaken us and sicken us. But at the same time, the medical profession had been really destroyed and replaced with big pharma allopathic medicine, which only deals with covering over the symptoms. It doesn't really heal anything. Sure, doctors are good. If you got a shot with a bullet, they know how to take that bullet out and sew you up and put you back together. You broke your bones, they know how to mend the bones. But when it comes to healing the inner workings of your body, they don't know too much. You know, if you want to think of yourself as an automobile, yeah, let the doctors cut you up and put you back together again and disregard the rest of you. But the most important part of a human being is not the physical part that allopathic big pharma medicine, big pharma products deal with. There's basically five things, five bodies that make up a human body, you know. Why weren't you taught this in school? Again, they say public education was really public indoctrination. They told you what you needed to know to go out and get a job and slave and pay your taxes and get very little in return. Only the elite few get to become rich, or the lucky ones. And again, it's not what you know, but whom you know, basically, that makes you wealthy in this crazy world we have here. And that's the way it morphed out to be, and that's the way it still is, until we finally get rescued when the ETs finally land their craft and give us full disclosure and give us all the good things that have been kept from us, like replicators like they have in Star Trek. Real healing machines that use vibrational frequencies. You know, I had it on my presidential website, you know, occasionally I do talk about it. I am running again for president in 2024 as a write-in candidate. Too bad nobody wants to help me because I am more qualified than any person walking the face of the earth to take on the presidency because I'm a solution person. You know, what I would do with that position, solve the problems. And because I would have the authority to get involved with anything pretty much and solve the problems. You know, this whole thing with Ukraine, this could have been solved if there was a real communication going on. But no, we had the puppet government representatives trying to negotiate with the Russians, and the Russians are not the puppets of the New World Order. Every other government is, including our government, we're all New World Order puppets. Our governments are. Not really the people, but the governments. And the people in governments are New World Order puppets, with the exception of the Russians. It's got nothing to do with liking Putin or anything like that, but the fact of the matter is, the Russians are the only ones who've been able to keep the Rothschild bankers out of their country. They weren't there for a while. You know, I watch mainstream media news, see what the enemy's doing. I also watch regular free TV, too. There are some educational shows on there. And they have some good art shows once in a while, too. And I was watching something, and they had some old pictures. I'm from New York, and we have a lot of shows on New York, old New York and stuff like that. And they showed a picture of in the 1800s, you know, the Rothschilds had the original Five and Dime store in New York. Yeah, the Rothschilds. It's called Rothschilds 5 and 10 before Woolworths came along, you know. Newbury's, both big famous five and dime stores. But I guess the original one was the Rothschilds before they, sold everything off and just became bankers. That's it. The Rothschilds five and dime in New York City. How many people know that? What's the difference? Oh, boy. Yeah, there's a show in New York City talks about, they got this Oriental chick. She always wears black, and they try to make her look sexy with her black outfits, and she has a lot of makeup on, and she goes down into the subways and down into the tunnels, and the particular show is this, it's called The Secrets of New York, and she says things like, well, how low can I go? Can I go lower? And yeah, they take you down even lower. The one I was watching today, sometimes they're pretty interesting. She went down where they have the steam tunnels to get the steam to run the heating and air conditioning systems in Manhattan and the other boroughs. It all comes through this giant steam tunnel, 25 levels below the street. Now, that's pretty deep, 25 levels below the street. That sounds like a secret military base, like they have out in Montauk. I hear that one has 24 levels. And then, of course, the one in... If you ever watched that show Stargate SG-1, supposedly they have 24 levels too, under Cheyenne Mountain, the command center for the U.S. of A. Well hidden under Cheyenne Mountain, you know, deep enough that you couldn't touch it with a nuclear bomb. Probably that's why it's down that deep. And of course, if you never watched Stargate SG-1, you probably don't know what I'm talking about. But it was a series for 10 years on major TV networks. And you probably can go to stores that sell, video series. I don't know which ones you have to go to, because they've over the years they've disappeared. In fact, I think Barnes & Noble got rid of their, at least in some of their stores, they've gotten rid of all their video material and audio CD recordings. But it might still be, it depends on which Barnes & Noble it is, I guess, where they have whole collections of famous TV series, and that is one of them. And if you want to find out about science fiction, and you ought to, because a lot of those stories are based on true events that were shared with the U.S. by the U.S. Air Force, because they liked the way they were showing the U.S. Air Force as the good guys. So they shared a lot of true stories that they goes on behind the scenes with the secret military groups. Here, we're fighting the real aliens all the time. It's been going on for a long time, ever since they showed their creepy little faces over here. Yeah, the bad guys are creepy looking. But I'm sure there's some good looking bad guys too. Anyhow, that's all of it's connected. And the name of the show here is Connect the Dots. Hey, if you got something to say, call in 888-627-6008. And talk about something important and meaningful. Meaningful like mushrooms. Do you know mushrooms have all kinds of health benefits? But they have psychedelic benefits too. You know, that's why the government has been so anti-drug. That's why they eventually, you know, up until 1965, LSD was legal in America. I don't know if it's legal anywhere else in the world. They might have made it illegal already. Or some of the backward countries, they didn't even bother to think about it. But, yeah, LSD, I mean, first of all, it was invented by accident by the famous guy who was working for the, took the bicycle ride. He was working for the famous company. I'm not even going to give them credit. But they had the patent on it, and eventually people found out that you could have an amazing experience on LSD. Nobody ever talks about it. But, before I had the pleasure of knowing what it was all about, I had heard a lot of misinformation about it, you know? And it was all negative stuff from the government, basically. Because the government originally thought they were going to mind control people, the secret government that really rules our country, you know, the New World Order group, that one that wants to start all the wars and keep them going, the one that wants to depopulate the world by 7 million people, 95% of the people, they want us gone. You know, and they've been working at it. Like I said, they've been working at it, poisoning the water, poisoning the food, using the chemtrails to poison the air we breathe, industrial pollution, automobile pollution, you name it. You know, there's no reason to have polluting automobiles and all these Greenpeace people and all this these ignorant people that are advocating green energy and all that. Why don't they get together and start demanding from the government and the energy companies that milk us dry to sell us energy to release the free energy devices. They've been around for a long time, you know? Free energy devices. We don't have to have polluting machines. We can free energy devices are unpolluting. And we don't have to chop down forests, dig holes in mountains, blow up mountains, smelt dangerous fuming metals and all this crap, and burn fossil fuels, because free energy exists. It's being kept from the public on purpose. They want to see us suffer, the people who control this world, and they want to milk us dry and keep us in poverty because we're easier to control this way. So why are all you people that are harping about, meeting these goals? All the goals can be reached tomorrow. Just, you know, get the people who are holding on to the patents for the free energy machines. They bought up all the patents. Anytime somebody makes a patent for a free energy machine. Some big corporation comes in and offers them an amount of money they don't want to pass up, and then they just hold on to the patent and don't release it and raise the price of gasoline $1 a gallon or something in the meantime. And yeah, talk about highway robbery. We're all paying the price for that. And, of course, this was all planned from the beginning. They want to start a war, and then we'll create another false shortage. You know, there's plenty of oil in the world to begin with. You know, it's just being hoarded and kept. And the whole thing about raising the price of fuel based on speculation, that's insanity. There's nothing real about that. That's creating, shortages where none exist. But at the same time, the real solution is just release the free energy machines. Give us all a break, you know? And stop with the taxes. Our tax money is basically all wasted, you know, in this day and age. It all goes to special interest groups and to the politicians' pockets. That's why they want to give free aid to countries around the world. They're milking the population now. They're using this crisis in Ukraine to steal taxpayers' money. You know, they're coming up with all kinds of scams. Yeah, donate to help the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians are not going to see that money. The politicians are going to scam it. U.S. politicians, European politicians, and Ukrainian politicians, they are going to stuff those dollars that you're giving to the Ukrainian people. They're going to confiscate that money and put it into their own pockets. The only person we can say is who's not going to get freebies from all these gifts going around the world, the Russians. Yeah, they're shut out of luck. They're not going to be able to jump on the gravy train on this particular deal here. But they would probably do it if they had the opportunity to, because all governments are corrupt. And all governments are filled with greedy people and evil people. That's right. Hey, Ukrainian government. You know, the truth is finally coming out now, and people ought to wake up and understand, why are we even interested in helping this country that didn't want to negotiate with the Russians fairly in the beginning, is willing to keep dangerous biolabs on their soil because of bribe money convinced them to do that. And they're doing all kinds of bad things. They're part of the cause for the Ukrainian people for suffering. It's their own freaking government. Their government, it was never a good government. You know, it's one of the most corrupt governments on the face of this world. You know, you can put them in the same boat with Iran, I guess, or China even, you know. But, I mean, this is the stuff that's not being talked about. You know, this thing probably won't last that much longer, but people need to start digging in for the real. Why is whatever happened to the Biden connection here? You know, Biden's son, Kerry's son, I think, too, or Kerry himself. People getting $500,000 salaries a year for doing nothing, courtesy of the Ukrainian government. Well, if that isn't bribery at the highest level, I don't know what the hell is. You know, Biden, the same thing too. He has a lot of crooked connections where he's getting paid big money by the Ukrainian government. You know, that's why he loves getting on there and on the TV and saying, we're going to help these people. Yeah. Of course, he's a clone. He isn't even the real person anymore. The question of which clone model is he? Well, we know the first one was really defective. Sleepy Joe, then the mumbling one, then the dementia one. Well, the model they got now, we can say like in the Matrix upgrades, but it's probably a whole new model. It seems to be functioning adequately. But if we wanted to prove him to be non-human, I'm sure it would be no problem. He's hiding behind the presidency and getting away with it, that's all. Oh, I have to drink some water. Anyway, you might have heard that word before. NESARA, N-E-S-A-R-A. You know, it's an acronym. NESARA. Like, I'm on Twitter. It happens a lot. People use that word, NESARA, JASARA. Each one of those letters, N-E-S-A-R-A, stands for a word. National Economic Security and Reformation Act, NESARA. And if you say JASARA, well, then it's the Global Economic Security and Reformation Act. And if you look into it, you know, it seems fair, but it, there's certain things we have to be wary of. When we're talking about anything related to a digital ID, where there's a group, a government or something that has access to everything you're doing, and you're not having real money anymore. It's all connected to a system where somebody can flip a switch and delete all your money or deny you access to your money. That sounds like a system that's not going to work on planet Earth right now, you know? Maybe when everyone is in the fifth dimension, something like that would work. But not now. And if the ETs come down and they think they're going to get us to all jump into this, yeah, a lot of people, because they're stupid, they'll fall into anything. But there's a lot of us, we don't trust a system like that. Because if it gets into the wrong hands, and we know that humans cannot be trusted in too many situations for a variety of reasons, it's not a good plan, you know? I hear that the Galactic Federation, GFOL, Galactic Federation of Light, our ET brothers and sisters from the 52 star nations that are going to land their spacecraft on our world and do a final cleanup, remove all the bad guys physically, and give us all the goodies. They claim they're going to set up a gold standard system, which is really not the National Economic Security and Reformation Act, because they're talking about a digital, I believe. So you got to be careful of what you want to be behind. You know, I'm go back to the gold standard. And hey, I believe they've found a lot of the gold already. Supposedly they found 150. Sounds almost unbelievable, but when it comes to mankind being deceptive, I mean, we can really go pretty far. 150 miles of connecting tunnels under the Vatican. You know, that's where the Catholic Church. And they got plenty of rooms filled with gold bullion bars. So we don't know how many trillions of dollars of solid gold are right there, but there's other places too where they have it stockpiled. And so there's plenty of gold. I mean, they estimate, I guess, there's $70 trillion worth of gold that can be used to back up a monetary system, and that might be enough. And better days are coming, and it's too bad we never stayed on the gold system. You know, we have what's called the fiat system now, make-believe paper that is not backed up by anything. It's just our belief that it will be accepted, and we all agree to believe to accept it, and we all accept it, and we agree to that it's usable. But bankers control the world, and yes, they do to a large part, and yes, the world... the New World Order owns all the central banks, basically. I think, like I said before, I think Russia is the only country in the world that has their own central bank. everybody else. Oh, maybe Iran still has their own central bank, too. In fact, that's why we're against the Iranians, because they don't want to let the Rothschilds in. That's why we went to Iraq and took over their, destroyed their country and took them over, because the Iraqi government had their own central bank, too. I believe the Rothschilds are in there now, lock, stock, and barrel, whatever. That's the way it is. So they're all fiat currencies in the world now. No country has their monetary system backed up by precious metals. Yeah, the British used to have the sterling silver pound, but even that's not backed up by silver anymore. And blah, 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 blah. So with fiat currency, and like I said, all the banks are really owned by the Rothschilds and other bigger banking, big banking families. They can print up this an infinite amount of money to their liking. They don't have to account to anybody. They own the banks. They own the printing companies. They own the mint that, you know, they have control of that too. So they can print up as much money in as many currencies and for as many countries as they want and get away with it, you know, because they have the real proof. So if they print the money up, it's authentic. So that brings up a situation, and that's why the world is so corrupt now, where there's enough bribe money to bribe as many people as you need to bribe. And that's why all the governments are corrupt, because there's an infinite amount of money. If the person isn't willing to sell out for $1 million, he'll sell out for $10 million. This is the way it works, you know? I've said it before, but we need to be reminded. I don't know whether it was 20 years ago or 10 years ago, whatever, the FBI did an investigation of the U.S. Congress to try to determine, you know, we're talking about 535 people, basically, to determine how many of those 535 people could really be considered honest. And they came up with two. Is that pathetic? That's less than 1%. Of the U.S. Congress can be considered trustworthy. And at that time, I believe Ron Paul was still part of the Congress. So right now, there's probably only one trustable person in the U.S. Congress, since Ron Paul is no longer a member of the U.S. Congress. But that's the reality. It's pretty much the same deal in every country in the world. And Ukraine, they're all crooks. Every one of them. There isn't one honest person in the Ukrainian government. It's pretty much true for all the governments in the world, because money buys them all out. And that's the sad story. Hey, talking about money, you know, unfortunately, like I said, you know, whether you're wealthy or not, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And I was born a poor person. I went up to middle class, and, you know, and now I'm back a poor person again because of government. And so I don't really have that much money. I need more money, you know. And so I'd be appreciated if people just listen. I can collect some royalties. If you just even listen to my music, it's out there. The CD Baby, I got two albums out on CD Baby. You might have heard of that, CD Baby. Yeah. You can Google it. And hey, the name is Tom Edison. And so I've got the two albums, American Party Songs, which has 12 songs on it. And I got 23 songs on the album titled Songs Better Than Dylan. But hey, you can navigate and find me there, CD Baby, Tom Edison. And then attach the word YouTube to it, because that's where you can hear all the songs, full length of the songs, for free. Why would you want to buy them if you can hear them for free, right? Well, maybe as a courtesy. I get paid 99 cents if you buy a song. Of course, I have to, I think 9% of that goes back to CD Baby, so I can make 90 cents on every recording. If you buy just one recording, I'll make 90 cents. Now, if everybody in my listening audience were to at least buy one of my songs, then you will find at least one that you like. I had that many out of 35 songs on two albums. You'll find one that you like. Would help me along, you know, because, you know, this is free radio. This is internet radio. And I don't have big sponsors. Like, this isn't coast-to-coast radio where you got big sponsors that will pay me a salary. So, I'm the one I have to pay the engineers to put my show out there, because I don't know how to do this. But there's technical people that do. And basically, all the shows on the internet, they are, unless they have sponsors that are paying them, you know, which means they have to run commercials. You know, I used to listen to Coast to Coast Radio, and they've had their share of people on there, interesting. But I don't listen to them anymore because I got my own radio show. And they're annoying to listen to because in a half hour, it's you don't even get 20 minutes of an interview. You get the person they're interviewing for about 15 minutes. What's his name who runs the show babbles on for about 5 minutes and says nothing, and they, or 3 minutes, and the rest of the 10 to 12 minutes is commercials. Now, of course, it's great for him. He's getting paid big money. But that's, my situation is different, you know, and it would be nice if I could make some money on all the effort, you know. I had to write the songs. I had to record the songs. I had to pay for the services of CD Baby to get the stuff put out there. And I'd like to make some of that money back, just like I'd like to make some money back from the fantastic book I wrote, Connected Dots Theory. Hey. It's one of the most mind-enlightening books of the 21st century because it's written for everyday people. You don't have to know anything about anything, and you can pick up this book, and by the end of it, it should only take you 2 hours to read it, only 100 pages of text, and about 75, 85 pages of pictures and diagrams, photos rather, and a few drawings, you will be a smarter person. And there's things included in this book that you're only going to find in this book, Connected Dots Theory. Google it. You can actually, Google provides the first 40 pages free. But a lot of the other juicy stuff is you're not going to get a taste of inside. The best of the photos are in after those first 40, 43 pages in the beginning. But you'll get to see the table of contents. It's got 14 chapters. You'll be amazed when you get to the chapter about all the ongoing conspiracies. And I list 39 of them. You know, you have to draw the line somewhere. And that's where I drew it, because I know of more, actually. But we're talking about ongoing experience senses, conspiracies. And this is, was the book was available in 2017. You know, it got printed in 2016. But actually, what was in the book was everything I had decided to put in the book up to 2013, and then basically I was shopping it. So the pandemic hadn't started yet, but the information is awesome. If you don't know anything about dimensions, you'll learn about what they are. If you don't know anything about geometry, you'll understand the importance of geometry and the telltale signs that the dark side uses to kind of like their mark of control they put on things. And you'll find out about the Washington, D.C. connection. And you'll find about the importance of pyramids. And you'll find about something that predates the Big Bang, namely the first creation and the second creation from the single source of all there is. It's explained in there because that is, I came across that information because when you search for the truth, you find it. It's out there. Basically, everything that we need to know to explain everything is out there now. It's in books somewhere. A lot of it's coming out on the internet now. And a lot of it you can experience yourself. And one of the biggest secrets in this book, Connect the Dots Theory, is my personal experiences that I went out there and I discovered things that nobody has ever talked about and nobody else has pictures of. Is that clear? I mean, I'm serious. So if you're, you know, if you're not interested in photographs of things that no one has ever photographed here on Earth, but these are things that are happening every day in certain places at certain times under the right conditions, and the camera will pick it up where your eyes can't. You know, what kind of a truth seeker are you if you're not interested in seeing things in my book that you're not going to find anywhere else? Plus, I have pictures of UFO craft hovering, you know, not the usual flying saucers, but unusual shaped craft that look like something out of beyond a science fiction movie. You've never seen things shaped like this, but I've got pictures of them. In fact, if you look closely at the cover of the book, you'll see one of them there hidden amongst the collage of things on the front cover. But the deal is, when you're reading the book, every picture is explained what you are looking at. It's an educational show-and-tell book. I don't care how much you think you know. You buy my book and read it, and by the time you're done, you will have learned about things you never even heard about before and end up seeing photographs of things that are just not available anywhere else. And that's why I promote it as a fantastic book. Plus, it doesn't use any fancy words. You know, scientists have kept people in the dark by creating all these fancy words that regular people, we hear it and like we don't even listen to it because we don't recognize what that word means. Well, I put this book together to keep the words as simple as possible so anybody with a junior high school education could read this book and understand what I'm talking about. Well, if that doesn't convince you to go get yourself a copy of the ebook or anything, hey, come on, it's only $5 or $7, depends where you're going to get it at, you know. Google, Amazon, you know, Barnes & Noble. Anyhow, and then I got the CD Baby songs, but I could use some income, you know. And so unfortunately, I don't have the connections to go out there and do mass sales on this stuff. But the products are there, and they're good products. Like I said, out of 35 songs on two albums, I know you'll find at least one song. You'll definitely actually find more than one song that you like. Do me the courtesy and at least listen to it, you know. I'm not sure exactly how much royalty I get when somebody listens to it, maybe a nickel. But those nickels add up if enough people are doing it. What can I say except what I've already said? Hey, happy spring equinox. Of course, I said that already. Hey, listen, there's places to look it up. Torian Light, if you can remember that word and imagine how to spell it, on Twitter, is the Declaration of Sovereignty. It's the best one out there. There's different Declaration of Sovereignties all the time. But that's the one, Torian Light. If you're on Twitter, go at Torian Light. It might be 888, the number or something like that. But the machine tries to help you out. That's where you can find the Declaration of Sovereignty, and you should speak it out loud. Because it's important for all of us to declare our sovereignty, because we're living in a world where there's all kinds of psycho creatures trying to take control of our mind and trying to manipulate us. Oh, yeah. I just thought of a good name for T-shirts for the future with the Logan on it. I came to Earth and survived. If we make it into the fifth dimension, we can all wear that T-shirt with pride. I came to Earth and survived. We're coming to the end of the show. Listen, hey, this was a call-in radio show. Tell your friends to listen in next week. And tell them if they have a phone, they can actually call in and give their 2 cents on something, you know? And the call is free. So it won't even cost them 2 cents. Anyhow, I'm going to do the countdown, and you're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? Hey, you got nothing to do, watch the video on YouTube, and you'll find out what it is to be the party in kind. Yeah. And because I am the party in kind, are you? Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It's the first song, actually, on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. I Gotta Be Somebody. You know, it's an anthem for everyone. My anthem could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words as the show ends. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want a joint down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the